From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says that he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population. More than a half million Rohingyas have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks, fleeing a crackdown on the minority community by the Burmese military after Rohingya militants launched deadly attacks on state security forces. The crackdown, which has resulted in widespread atrocities, has prompted intense international condemnation. The officials in Myanmar continue to deny the crisis even exists. They've raised a flag in Paradise Square, a notorious traffic circle in which the jihadists stage brutal public executions, including beheadings, leaving severed heads on display for days afterwards. There was relief and pride in the faces of Kurd fighters as they savored the crushing blow they delivered to ISIS this week, marking the end of 4 months of grueling fighting against the militants for control of the city of Raqqa, the jihadist de facto capital. Wrecked buildings now surround the square, renamed during the IS's three-year tenure as Hell Square. Like the rest of the city, no building has been left unscathed by the battle for Raqqa. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Mogadishu and other major Somali cities Wednesday, condemning those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The Mogadishu protest came in response to a call for the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing, which the government blames on the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has given a rare major foreign policy speech outlining the Trump administration's South Asia policy, reaching out to India to counter China in the Indo-Pacific region. Speaking to a packed auditorium at the Center for Strategic and International Studies Research in Washington, D.C., Tillerson looked forward to the next 100 years of close U.S.-India ties. He said the U.S. and India are bookends of stability on either side of the globe, noting that the nations share a commitment to upholding the rule of law, freedom and navigation, universal values and free trade. Tillerson said the Trump administration is determined to dramatically deepen ways for the United States and India to work together. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley lashed out Wednesday at Iran for what she calls a laundry list of bad behavior. She criticized the U.N. Security Council as well for not holding Tehran accountable. Haley spoke at a monthly council meeting that primarily reviews the Israeli-Palestinian situation. Since arriving at the UN in January as President Donald Trump's envoy, she has sought to highlight Iranian behavior and that of its regional proxies, Hezbollah and Hamas, during the monthly session. And last week, Mr. Trump said he could not certify Iran's compliance with the nuclear deal, and he opened the door to Congress reimposing some or all U.S. unilateral sanctions on Tehran that were lifted under the international agreement. President Trump has denied making insensitive comments to the wife of an American soldier killed in Niger, saying he has proof a Florida lawmaker fabricated a story saying the president told the soldier's widow that her husband knew what he signed up for. The congresswoman who made the charge has rejected the president's statement and says she has proof that her story is accurate. Sergeant LaDavid Johnson was among four U.S. soldiers killed 2 weeks ago near the Niger-Mali border in an ambush that U.S. officials believe was carried out by Islamic State-affiliated fighters. Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, who represents the district where Johnson's family lives, says she was listening in on a call where Mr. Trump made to Johnson's widow while family members were in a limousine en route to an airport to meet the soldier's body. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions Wednesday declined to discuss his conversations with President Donald Trump concerning the Russia probe and defended the president's immigration agenda and often heated exchanges with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. The attorney general stuck to that response that a president's private conversations are privileged, as Democratic senators repeatedly sought answers about what Sessions and Trump might have discussed pertaining to the Russian investigation. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.